Brothers and sisters, it is my privilege to present the general authorities, Area 70s, and general officers of the church for your sustaining vote. Please express your support in the usual way, wherever you may be. If there are those who oppose any of the proposals, we ask that you contact your stake president. It is proposed that we sustain Russell Marion Nelson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Dallin Harris Oakes as first counselor in the First Presidency, and Henry Benyon Eyring as second counselor in the First Presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed, if any, may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Dallin H. Oakes as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and M. Russell Ballard as acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Those in favor, please signify. Any opposed may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain the following as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles: M. Russell Ballard, Jeffrey R. Holland, Dieter F. Uchtdorf, David A. Bednar, Quentin L. Cook, D. Todd Christofferson, Neil L. Anderson, Ronald A. Rasband, Gary E. Stevenson, Dale G. Renland, Garrett W. Gong, and Ulysses Soares. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed may so indicate. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. The following General Authority 70s will be released from their assignments and given emeritus status effective August 1st, 2023. Elders Benjamin De Hoyos, Kazuhiko Yamashita, and Juan A. Uceda. Those who wish to express gratitude to these brethren and their wives and families for their years of dedicated service throughout the world may do so by the uplifted hand. The following Area 70s have been released from their assignments effective immediately: J. Kimo Esplin and Alan T. Phillips. Those who wish to join us in expressing appreciation for their excellent service, please manifest it. We note with appreciation the other Area 70s who have completed their service during this past year and whose names can be found on the church's website. Those who wish to join in expressing gratitude to these brethren for their selfless service may manifest it. Effective immediately, we hereby release brothers Ahmed S. Corbett and Bradley Ray Wilcox from serving as first and second counselors in the Young Men General Presidency. Those who wish to show appreciation to these brethren for their service may so manifest. We extend releases to the Young Women General Presidency effective August 1st, 2023, as follows: Bonnie H. Corden as President, Michelle D. Craig as First Counselor, and Rebecca L. Craven as Second Counselor. All who wish to join us in expressing appreciation to these sisters for their devoted service, please manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain the following as General Authority 70s. Ahmed S. Corbett, Robert M. Daines, J. Kimo Esplin, Christoph G. Gerio-Carrier, and Alan T. Phillips. All in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed, by the same sign. We note that 61 new Area 70s were sustained during the General Conference leadership meetings on Thursday, March 30th, and then announced on the church's website. We invite you to sustain these brethren in their new assignments. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain the following as the new Young Women General Presidency to be effective August 1st, 2023. Emily Bell Freeman as President. Tamara Wood Runia as First Counselor. And Andrea Munoz-Spanos as Second Counselor. Those in favor may manifest it. Any opposed may so signify. It is proposed that we sustain the following as counselors in the Young Men General Presidency, effective immediately. Bradley Ray Wilcox as First Counselor, and Michael T. Nelson as Second Counselor. All in favor may manifest it. Any opposed may so manifest. It is proposed that we sustain the other general authorities, Area 70s, and general officers as presently constituted. All in favor may do so by the uplifted hand. Those opposed, if any. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your continued faith and prayers on behalf of the leadership of the church. We now invite the new general authorities and general officers to take their places on the rostrum.